From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In four elections to the U.S. Senate, John McCain of Arizona has never faced a serious challenge until this year. And as with races in several other states, the Republicans' main competition is another Republican. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
John McCain has been popular with Arizona voters, but during his 24 years in the Senate, he's also ticked off people in his own party. It's the price he's paid for being, yes, a maverick, especially on Arizona's hot-button issue, immigration. In 2006, McCain voted in a losing effort to give illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. Former congressman-turned-radio talk show host J.D. Hayworth has been blasting McCain for that on the air.
It is about time you represent we, the people of the United States of America, and your Arizona constituents instead of illegal invaders and criminal trespassers.
Hayworth recently ended his show and took his anger one step further. He's running against McCain. Hayworth traveled the state declaring himself an outsider and the true conservative.
John McCain and the Washington establishment on one side, and we the people on the other.
About 100 people watched the imposing 6'5" Hayworth in a downtown Tucson park. Many said they'd liked him since he appeared at a local Tea Party event last year.
I just want somebody that I know, that I really feel, is a conservative and not a Republican in name only.
Now, Hayworth was not encouraged to run simply by fans like Kathy Peake. More likely, it was a couple of polls last fall, one which showed nearly two-thirds of Arizona Republicans thought McCain was out of touch with his party's base, and one which showed Hayworth even with McCain. Put those two together, and you have the argument for Hayworth's candidacy. John McCain isn't a conservative at all. He's a liberal.
Just like the liberals, John opposes waterboarding captured terrorists like the Christmas bomber. Just like the liberals, John wants the prison at Gitmo shut down. And just like the liberals, John wrote the campaign finance law just struck down by the Supreme Court that denied free speech rights to groups like the National Rifle Association.
McCain began fighting back even before Hayworth announced. He ran ads like this one touting his conservative credentials on Hayworth's own radio show.
President Obama is leading an extreme left-wing crusade to bankrupt America. I stand in his way every day. If I get a bruise or two knocking some sense into heads in Washington, so be it.
John McCain, he's Arizona's last line of defense. Character matters.
Character matters. A subtle swipe at J.D. Hayworth? Because Hayworth was defeated in 2006 after 12 years in Congress, partly because of his association with disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, a fact McCain frequently points out.
Mr. Hayworth was one of the big pork barrelers and earmarkers, got tied up with this character Abramoff that's now in jail. I fought against earmarks and pork barrel spending. My record is very clear.
And though John McCain may have ticked off some people in his party, he's also made a lot of friends. Fellow Republican Senator John Kyle campaigned with McCain last week at a party dinner in Tucson. Some folks I spoke with here were Hayworth supporters. Many were not ready to declare, but a lot were like Sam Stone, who said he's leaning toward McCain.
I haven't made a formal decision yet, but I think John McCain at this point, I think his experience is telling, and former Congressman Hayworth, I'm not sure is the right person at the right time right now.
One endorsement in particular may be helping McCain, someone who appeals deeply to Hayworth followers, Sarah Palin. Next month, McCain's former running mate is scheduled to be in Arizona campaigning for him. Since that announcement, there's been a new poll, and it shows McCain up by more than 20 points. But the Arizona primary is in August, and August is a long time away. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.